I had known the Saunier family all my life. I'd attended the Catholic elementary school in New Iberia with three of them, had served with one of them in Vietnam, and for a short time had dated Drew, the youngest child, before I went away to the war. But as I learned with Drew, the Sauniers belong to that group of people whom you like from afar, not because of what they are themselves, but because of what they represent. A failure in the way that they are put together, a collapse of some genetic or familial element that should be the glue of humanity. The background of the Saunier children was one that you instinctively knew you didn't want to know more about, in the same way that you don't want to hear the story of a desperate and driven soul in an after-hours bar. As a police officer, it's been my experience that pedophiles are able to operate and stay functional over long periods of time and victimize scores, even hundreds of children, because no one wants to believe his or her own intuitions about the symptoms in the perpetrator. We're repelled and sickened by the images that our own minds suggest, and we hope against hope that the problem is in reality simply one of misperception. Systematic physical cruelty towards children belongs in the same shoebox. Nobody wants to deal with it. I can't remember one occasion in my entire life when I saw one adult interfere in a public place with the mistreatment of a child at the hands of another adult. Prosecutors often wince when they have to take a child abuser to trial, because usually the only witnesses they can use are children who are terrified at the prospect of testifying against their parents. And ironically, a successful prosecution means that the victim will become a legal orphan, to be raised by foster parents or in a state institution that's little more than a warehouse for human beings. As a child, I saw the cigarette burns on the arms and legs of the Saunier children. They were scabbed over and looked like coiled gray worms. I came to believe that the Sauniers grew up in a furnace rather than a home. It was a lovely spring day when the dispatcher at the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office, where I worked as a plainclothes detective, called me at home and said that somebody had fired a gun through Weldon Saunier's dining room window, and I could save time by going out there directly rather than reporting to the office first. I was at my breakfast table, and through the open window I could smell the damp, fecund odor of the hydrangeas in my flower bed.